Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to T. Waldman Williams with the Marion County Republicans during their most recent fundraiser.
Here at the Marion County fundraiser, the Marion County Republican fundraiser. Just heard from Joni Ernst, Senator Joni Ernst, speaking to Republicans, letting you guys know, you know, what some of the talking points, some of the struggles, some of the, just in general, everything that she's kind of been going through. How awesome was it to hear her talk, and how awesome was it to hear her talk and also get the points and get those talking points and know the movement going forward?
You know, what's interesting is that it may look like we don't have very many people here, but we have so many people that have already given and will be giving as part of this, and because we had to change the date for her. And so, you know, what was really important is that I had people say, I want to know where she stands on this whole gun control. And like she said, you know, we have the laws already. We already have background checks. Glory be almighty. Just do what is on the law. So why aren't we doing that? I think we need to investigate that and figure out why we're not doing that. I think the other thing is that when it came for the Affordable Care Act, when another wonderful veteran who has given so much has said that she doesn't believe in pre-existing conditions and they aren't covered. However, she is actually supporting with TELUS this whole thing about to really make sure that those with preconditions are able to have that. So why is it that they're taking things out of context? Yes, she didn't vote for ACA, but there are a lot of good things in ACA, the Affordable Care Act, that we need to preserve, and that is one of the things that she believes in preserving. And so it was wonderful to hear her voice, and I think there's so much that we don't know what really the truth is, and I think we all have to ask questions about what the truth is.
Now, one thing I wanted to get to, too, is you have the fundraiser going on, you have the auction items and stuff like that. Well, one, how important it is to get the people here, and two, to be able to kind of raise funds to be able to get ready for this big election.
Well, you know, I think of what the Democrats have to go through with all their, you know, 25,000 people who are running. I know we did that a couple of years ago, but every race is important. Everything to, you know, to get the awareness out there from young people to 95 to 100, whatever age they are, to get the understanding of what it was, and also to find out where some commonality is. It takes money to be able to go out and do forums and to have people come in and talk. And so we need to have some money to be able to do that. But most importantly, it takes engagement of people. It's so easy to sit back home and say, oh, let those people take care of it. We can't afford to do that. Not in time, not in treasure, and not in talent. We need everybody's talent. And so we have a lot of talented people, but it takes all of us to work together.
When it comes to the temperament in the country right now, and it seems like there's this great divide almost like there's a want for a divide. What do you say to people like that when they say, hey, there's this divide? What do you say to people who, when it comes to, we need to bring the country back together and we need to get people on the same page? How do we do that?
You know, it's very difficult because we have everybody who is saying Trump is saying all the wrong stuff and he's bringing down people. Do you know, we've had that before. We've had that through history. The thing of it is, I think that people really want to work together. And we need to work together to bring them. The thing of it is that how we go about it, I think how we go about it is different. What is important to us for values? Our family. It is about the right to life, and life from the very, very beginning, from conception to the very end. It is respecting that. It is respecting the individual for whom he or she is, and whatever that might be. It's respecting and hoping that they can become a productive citizen. Without productive citizens, we are not going to be able to have the things that we have today. And I don't mean material things. I mean the right to life, the right to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We aren't going to have those. And it's important that we all come together around that framework of what the Constitution has given us. And if we don't, we're all going to be hurting. every single solitary one of us.
You know, I know there's a lot of things going on in Marion County. It seems like we've just been crazy busy. So to the Republicans that couldn't be here, is there any message you have for them that you want to make sure they knew or heard from Joni?
I think the things that we heard from Joni is that we need to get our voice out. It's very difficult to raise above all those who are screaming at us and saying, you want this, you want that. Well, let's get clear about what we want and what we don't want. I want people to be able to have choices. I think that is very important. And to be able to have those choices, you have to understand that nobody in the Democratic Party wanted to vote for that green, whatever that thing is. I'm not saying the right word. But nobody, all of those who signed that they wanted to do it, nobody wanted it. And I think that's important to know. I think it's important to know if you say you want to have certain fuel-saving things and like that, well, what does that mean to me as a customer? That means I'm going to have to change everything I've done in the past. Yes, I have to do some things better, but that doesn't mean I have to give up my 150,000-mile car, my 250,000. I have one that's actually 100,000. So I don't want to give that up, but I'm very conservative about what I do and what I spend. So I think we have a need to be able to say those who did not hear Joni actually missed a lot. And I think it's incumbent upon us to engage them and to be able to give them their voice in being able to understand the issues.
Thanks to T. Waldman Williams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.